Hey, it's Mark Kay from The Mark Kay Show. You hear me every day at 11 a.m. on News 104.5 WOKV. First of all, thanks for listening to The Mark Kay Show podcast. Second, if you haven't yet, please subscribe to the Burrish Daily Discussion podcast and Jacksonville's Morning News interviews. And don't forget to head to iTunes and Google Play and leave a review. Thanks again for listening.
We're entertaining meets informative.
Let me tell you something. This man is so damn funny, it isn't funny.
Mark Kay, you're good to go, man.
I would marry me some Mark Kay.
Mark Kay.
A fresh perspective on today's issues.
You are doing a great job today, buddy.
Mark Kay is always good in my book.
Just settle down a little bit. You talk too fast. Other than that, I love you.
This is The Mark Kay Show.
Mark Kay, the bald-headed radio host, has a very shiny skull. And if you ever saw him, you would say, man, that guy's dull. All of the other radio hosts, they all laugh and call him names. They never let old Mark Kay join any of the radio host games.
What is a radio host game, by the way? I've been a radio host for 20 years. No one has ever played a game with me, but that's interesting. I'll have to call my buddy Herman Cain and say, hey, what games are you and the Talkmaster playing when I'm not around? What's up, everyone? This is Mark Kay. You're listening to the Mark Kay Show. Thank you so much. And we are LOL today. We are live on location. Don't get confused. It doesn't stand for laugh out loud. There'll be no laughing. But we are live on location on Beach Boulevard at Beach's Car Wash. The St. Nicholas location. How freaking perfect is that for a Christmas toy drive? We're at the Beach's Car Wash, St. Nicholas location, which is right next to Hamburger Mary's, which I know a lot of you people are like, oh, yeah, now I know where it is. Uh-huh, I getcha. Anyway, we're here. By the way, fun fact, it's not raining here. It's raining everywhere else in Jacksonville, but here, the sun is shining, it's bright, it's warm, there's free coffee and hot... You don't believe me? Come on down and prove me wrong. And when you're here, bring a toy, because we're raising toys for tots. We've been doing it for a while. We're here till 2 o'clock today. They've got a big bucket here of toys, which, fun fact, Rich Jones just dumped water all over these toys. It was raining earlier, and he was wearing his WOKV hoodie or something. The rain filled up his hoodie, and when he came into the lobby location where we're doing the show, which, thank God, we're set up in the lobby because, you know, water and electrical equipment... Trust me, it's a bad mixture. Anyway, so he walks in and he leans over the bucket to look at the toys we've collected, and he dumped his whole hoodie full of water all over our plush R2-D2 toy. So we asked him to leave because he was disrupting the place, and now he's gone. So all of you non-Rich Jones fans, come on down because it's gonna be very exciting. Like I said, I'm here till noon. We're doing the whole show here today on Beach Boulevard. We'd love to see you. We have a bus. You can't miss it. It's a big yellow school bus, and it's from Seacrest Christian Academy. And what they're doing is they are going to be filling the Seacoast. Pardon me. Somebody wrote Crest. That's weird. We got to fire this. We got to fire the copywriter. Seacoast Christian Academy. We've got the bus up here, and they're filling it up with all these toys. The dry ones that we've been collecting, the wet ones that Rich Jones is pouring water on, the ones that you have yet to bring. So if you're near a Walgreens or a Walmart or a Target or wherever you are, I need you to swing on by, grab an unwrapped toy, because that's how they do it for Toys for Tots, and bring it on in here. And fun fact, when you come in here with your unwrapped toy and you dump it in the bucket, you...
But it's hot outside. What's in this drink? Ice cubes. What will the neighbors think? Who cares? Baby, it's hot outside.
That is... I don't know. Everybody's in a very Christmassy mood. Everyone's got a song on their lips today. And speaking of songs, I'm going to play for you in just a minute what's becoming quickly a smash hit here in Jacksonville and beyond. It's the greatest Christmas carol ever written, which we played for you yesterday on the show live. And we recorded it. We're going to play it here again in just a minute. Incidentally, you can find it on my Facebook page. Just go to The Mark Kay Show on Facebook, and you can like it and share it and listen to it and see the video, which is just, if you like the way I sound, man, you're gonna love the way I look. The rain is still, it's kind of lightened up a little bit around here. We're by the way, at Beach's Car Wash. We're at the one near downtown. It's the St. Nicholas location because, duh, we're collecting toys. So we thought, you know, that was an easy way to remember it. St. Nicholas, toys, come on down. Seacoast Christian Academy has a big yellow school bus. We're trying to stuff the bus. We're trying to stuff it full of toys. We got a bunch. We've got a bucket here in inside the lobby, too, and free coffee and hot chocolate. So please swing by and help us out. We're going to get to Cohen and Trump here in just a minute. We're going to take some of your open mic messages because a lot of you have a lot to say. A lot of you have a lot to say about what's been going on in the headlines. We'll get that here in just a minute. But if you missed it yesterday, here's the greatest Christmas song ever.
All I want for Christmas is a new bass boat and Florida to finally learn just how to count votes. All I want for Christmas is a smart TV and at least one more Supreme Court nominee. All I want for Christmas are some Fortnite skins, some back bacon, and some Jaguar wins. All I want for Christmas is some pumpkin pie and a corruption-free FBI. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is a comfy robe and an end to the Mueller probe. North Korea to get rid of every nuke and some romaine lettuce that won't make me puke. Christmas is for kids, that's true. But adults, we want stuff too. I want a jacuzzi filled with beer. That's all I want for Christmas this year. All I want for Christmas is a luxury yacht, a new GoPro, and a sex robot. All I want for Christmas is a full tank of gas and the White House to re-revoke Acosta's press pass. All I want for Christmas is to celebrate the Lord, spend time with my loved ones, and a new skateboard. All I want for Christmas is peace for you and me, and ABC to put Roseanne back on TV. 'Cause all I want for Christmas is some alcohol to win the Powerball and a border wall. All I want for Christmas is a new Maserati and the state of New York to disbar Avenatti. Christmas is for kids, that's true. But adults have wishes too. Is there a way to regrow my hair?
Nope.
'Cause that's all I want for Christmas this year. A golf course, a space force,
space force,
a racehorse, some intercourse, iPhone 10, a new pair of Beats, less fake news and more Trump tweets. Christmas is for kids, that's true, but adults, we want stuff too. For the love of God, can we finally repeal Obamacare? 'Cause that's all I want for Christmas this year.
There you go. That was fun singing a duet with yourself. I love that. I'm going to do that. I'm going to do that more often. 855. Wait, what's the number? I don't even know. 8-something-1045. Usually I have it written up in the studio, but I'm not in the studio. When I look up, all I see is a Coke machine because we're at Beach's Car Wash, the St. Nicholas location, which is way down Beach Boulevard by Hamburger Mary's, and we're collecting toys once again. We're live on location. We're LOL today, and we want you to come by and help us stuff this bus. We're going to be here till 2. Rich Jones was here. He left, but don't be shocked if you hear him again because I hear he's coming back at 11:50 or so to do another. That's not true. He pre-recorded before he left. That's okay though. It's still, you get the idea. All right. Speaking of things that aren't true, let's get to this whole Michael Cohen thing, shall we? Because Michael Cohen is now facing 3 years in jail, and I don't know if he's doing it as a way to keep his name in the papers before he goes away for 36 months. And by papers, I mean, you know, the news, because no one reads the paper anymore. That's not even a thing. And I don't know if he's trying to get some kind of book deal. I don't know if he's trying to become some kind of CNN correspondent. I don't know if he's just if he's looking for leniency still, but he's out there now. And of course, he's trying to discredit the president. And a lot of people are listening to what he's saying. And a lot of people are coming up with a lot of questions. And a lot of people are just flat out not even listening.
Listen, nobody gives two rats farts what Cohen has to say.
How many rats farts would you give? And why would you even give someone? That seems like a weird thing. Here's another one I got.
I'm an attorney and I just listened to that and my BS meter just basically went off the charts.
Here's an attorney, which by the way, when you're an attorney, you get a BS meter when you go to law school. And you have to practice with it. It's kinda like, you know, they give it to you so you can practice with it so that you can beat it. You know, just like sometimes people will practice with a lie detector test so they can keep their heart rate on same. You know, and when a lawyer says my BS meter goes off, it just, I mean, you can't really trust that guy. 855-765-1045. I think that's it, right? That sounds good. Dial that one, and if it doesn't work, dial something else and let me know what happens. 855-765-1045.
So Cohen and Stephanopoulos, yeah, what a twosome that is.
Yeah, Cohen was on ABC. Michael Cohen was on ABC this morning. I guess you call it, what, Good Morning America. And he was on with George Stephanopoulos, which I'm telling you, isn't there just a more perfect person to pair him with? She's absolutely right. That's a twosome. Like, they're twinning. They're twinning this morning out there because they both hate the president and they both, and they're both trying to do him in. But we didn't pull any clips yet because, like I said, I was driving down here to Beach's Car Wash and, also I had to go to the bathroom. I had a lot of stuff to do before I got here, so I didn't watch it. But we'll get some clips for you here in just a minute. A lot of folks, not everybody convinced, however, that Michael Cohen is lying. A lot of people are. But a lot of people are not.
If you really believe that Trump had nothing to do with anything that Michael Cohen was involved in, then, wow, you've really, really drank a big gulp of the Kool-Aid.
First of all, I like Kool-Aid. So second of all, that's a good point. So here's what we know now, or here's what Michael Cohen is saying. Michael Cohen is saying, hey, I was directed to make these payments. Yes, they're illegal campaign contributions. Yes, Donald Trump knew everything about it. And of course, Donald Trump's saying the total opposite. He's saying he was a low-level employee. He didn't do it at my direction. I'm not sure what he was doing, that kind of thing. So my question is, who do you believe? Who did give the order? Who is telling the truth? Who's lying? Are they both lying a little? Is one of them lying more than the other? Is one of them 100,000% honest? 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045. You can also send me an open mic message, which a lot of people are doing.
Yeah, we're supposed to believe Cohen now. What is this, version number 5 of the truth?
It's version 5. The truth is fluid, and it is relative. And if you don't get that's a good thing about the truth. If you don't get it right the first time, you can try again. And if you still don't get it right the second, you just keep trying. And every day, there's a new beginning. The sun comes up, and we all have a second chance. Or in Michael Cohen's case, a fifth or sixth.
Michael Cohen's greedy. He's a proven liar. And all he's doing is setting himself up for books and movie deals when he gets out.
Okay, now here's a question for you. I want to know honestly. Is there anybody out there listening who would go see a movie about Michael Cohen's life? I mean, I don't even want to watch the guy on TV for 5 minutes. You're telling me that he's setting himself up for a movie deal. Is there anybody out there who would watch a movie about Michael Cohen's life or read a book for that matter? Would that really be interesting? No, you know what I think he's going to do? You know what the new hotness is in Hollywood whenever you're embroiled in these scandals is? When you get out of prison, you immediately go to Hollywood. Here's how you make a ton of money. If you're a political criminal, listen up, because I have a great business opportunity for you. If you've ever done any kind of white-collar crime or anything politically motivated that turns out to be a huge scandal, go to Hollywood and don't try to sell your story because nobody really cares about your story. What you do is you hire yourself out as a consultant. Because all these TV shows, all these crime shows that want to do the ripped from the headlines things, all the shows that are trying to, that what they want to do is they want to come together and they want to say, hey, this is what's going on in real life. We're going to try to fictionalize it and make millions of dollars off of it in syndication. They are hiring real politicians, real criminals, real life people to be quote unquote consultants. And that's an easy way of selling your story. But it not actually being about you, because quite frankly, as we've all seen, nobody really cares. nobody cares about you, me, Michael Cohen, or anybody. But they do have scripts that they're writing right now, and they're gonna be ripping these ideas. They're already doing it. They're already doing it. Same thing with medical dramas. How do you think all those actors know what terms to say? Or all those writers that write like Grey's Anatomy and The Good Doctor? How do you think they know what the hell's going on? They didn't go to medical school. They hire doctors. Most of whom have, been sued for malpractice and lost their licenses, but it doesn't matter. Just because you can no longer practice medicine in the real world doesn't mean you can't do it in Hollywood. And the same is true of Michael Cohen and law. All right, listen. Beach's Car Wash. We are LOL live on location. We got 30 more minutes. Come on out. Bring us a toy. We're trying to stuff this bus. It's the St. Nicholas location on Beach Boulevard. I'm Mark Kay. You're listening to the Mark Kay Show. More next on News 104.5 WOKV. Listen, we've got some very serious things to talk about. Very serious announcements. First of all,
it's Friday!
Second of all, we are live on location today. We're LOL at Beaches Car Wash, the St. Nicholas location, which is on Beach. I mean, they're both on Beach Boulevard, so it can be confusing. If you're, you should just, you know what, head toward downtown. Unless you're in downtown, in which case, head toward the beach, and it's the first one you get to. But you can't miss it because we've got a big yellow school bus outside from Seacoast Christian Academy. We're stuffing the bus with toys. And by we, I mean you. That's your job. Our job is to come here, drink the free coffee, and broadcast on the radio and tell everyone, hey, come down here. Your job is to then show up with toys. And shout out to my buddy Aaron Bean, Senator Bean. He just showed up, and he was dry, which politicians, they get all the perks. It's so weird. The rest of us are soaking wet. Aaron Bean walks out of a thunderstorm, and he's perfectly dry. I have no idea how he does it. But he came and he dropped off some toys. He put them right here in the bucket. One is called Dino Doctor, which I'm going to be honest with you. I may have to get this for my kids. It's basically Operation, but instead of removing things from a person, you remove it from a dinosaur. And, I mean, who doesn't love that? And then he bought something else called Chalk Feedy, which is one of the most elaborate sidewalk chalk kits you've ever seen in your entire life. Not only does it have chalk, but it has brushes. It has like a spray gun so you can spray chalk. So really, if you're trying to work on your gang tags at a young age, this is perfect. Or if you're trying to do some kind of, I don't know, fancy mural or whatever. But I hate sidewalk chalk personally. It's my least favorite thing. My kids love it and I despise it. I hate the way it looks. I hate the way it feels. I hate coming home and there's like, I don't know, orange and purple and stuff. And then I'm like, please, God, rain. And then it rains. But then it's disgusting stuff. But it's okay because kids out there are going to love it. And thank you, Senator Bean, for your donation. Also, we've got some lovely Star Wars toys. Anything at all that you can bring, just make sure, A, it's brand new in the packaging, and B, that it's unwrapped. And also C, that you come to Beach's Car Wash to drop it off. And also D, that you do it before 2 o'clock because that's when it ends. And also E, I guess that's it. So just those four things. That's all we need. And then we'll put it in the bus. And see. By the way, I think we have people that will officially put it in the bus. You don't have to go in the bus. Just come right in here into the lobby because we'd love to say hi and take some photos. It's like, it's crazy. It's like a red carpet around here. Every time I turn around, there's a flashbulb in my eye. So if you haven't been, if you go to WOKV.com, I'm sure you'll find some of those pictures. If not now, but very soon. You know what's going to happen now? People are going to call me and they're going to yell at me for saying I hate sidewalk chalk. They're going to call me. This always happens. Whenever I say something that I hate, people are going to, that's un-American. Sidewalk chalk is American as apple pie. Whatever. I don't care. I'm not a fan. Even if you're drawing American flags or eagles, I still don't, oh, God, with the camera, another photo. I was just talking about that. All right, 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. If you can't come down here, you can still call the show, and you can let us know what you think about this Michael Cohen thing. Now that Michael Cohen is, the lid is blown off this guy, and he is everywhere. He was all over the news yesterday. Donald Trump was all over the news yesterday. He was all over Good Morning America today. I'm a little shocked that Donald Trump hasn't interrupted our show today with an impromptu press conference like he's often prone to do. I'm also a little shocked that the first alert weather buttons haven't gone off or alarms haven't gone off either. So fingers crossed that we can get the next 15 minutes without the first alert weather center breaking in or the president of the United States. But I'm guessing that there's going to be more reaction to what Michael Cohen is saying because Donald Trump doesn't let people talk about him without giving himself a chance to rebut. And Michael Cohen is definitely talking, and so are you guys, too, with your open mic messages.
I can only assume that if Trump's hush money is illegal and the millions of dollars that Congress has been paying to their sexual victims over the years is also illegal.
You know, let's talk about campaign finance donations for a minute. First of all, an illegal campaign finance contribution seems to me these days that it could be, I just thought it was like a certain amount of money above whatever, $2,700 or whatever it has to be. I thought it was, a foreign body. I know that foreigners cannot interfere in American elections, and that includes making campaign finance donations. I knew that, but it seems to me like anything you do now can be interpreted as an illegal campaign finance donation, paying off a Playboy model from a third party is an illegal campaign contribution. I don't, I mean, and as far as I know, they didn't get a receipt. I've never made a campaign contribution in my life. I feel I contribute enough to the campaigns of politicians just, you know, because of what I do here on the radio. I could be wrong. I could also be detracting from political campaigns. Who knows? But either way, you know, it's my way of investing. I prefer to invest my time, not my money. The second thing is, I assume that you get a receipt because a lot of people that, you know, you need to track these things. First of all, you need to make sure that you're well within the confines. I don't know if they're tax deductible, but a lot of people have accountants and tax professionals, and they want to make sure that they have a record of everything, of every dollar spent. Those people are way more fiscally responsible than I am, but I get it. I understand. And so wouldn't you need a receipt from the campaign for something to be considered a campaign donation? And how is a third party paying a fourth party that has nothing to do with the campaign at all? How is that an illegal campaign contribution? And is there not anyone out there arguing that it is? Doesn't Michael Cohen have lawyers? I don't understand how Michael Cohen can say, in my professional capacity, I paid one party because of an agreement made to be by my client, who attorney-client privilege, there was nothing to do with the campaign. You know, it didn't go forward to buy votes or influence the campaign in any way. People will argue that it did by the way of not influencing it. Silence is also an influencer. You know, that kind of thing. You've ever heard that? I heard your silence speaks volumes. Yeah, I get that. I understand what they're saying. But at the same time, it seems to me that the idea of an illegal campaign contribution is very vague and very open. And shouldn't we have laws specifically written out that explain what is legal and illegal? Like, for example, when I'm driving 95 down 95, I know it's illegal. And when the cop pulls me over and he goes, do you know why I pulled you over? I go, is it because I was driving 15 miles over the speed limit? And he goes, no, it's actually because you had a busted taillight. But thanks for letting me know. Now I've got you on two counts. But the fact of the matter is, there's a clearly written law. Speed limit, 65 or 70 miles an hour. And if you go above it, guess what? You're breaking the law. If you go below it, you should be okay. I just feel like these laws are so vague that Mueller and the Southern District of New York and everybody else, they're just bending them any which way they can. They're bending them any way that they want to try to create a crime where there isn't one. And as a result, people are starting to go to jail. Now, those people are Michael Cohen, so we don't really care, but that's exactly what's happening.
Of course, Michael Cohen is getting in a final broadside to Donald Trump. He's going to jail. He's going to jail for lying.
I don't understand either the whole purpose of these interviews now for Michael Cohen. Nothing is going to, I mean, from what we've learned, we know that nothing illegal will happen or nothing permanent will happen to Donald Trump or his presidency. We know that, you know, what Michael Cohen has copped to basically is not really illegal. It doesn't show any kind of, you know, illegal activities by the president. There's no burning, you know, smoking gun or smocking gun, however you want to call it, as Donald Trump tweeted out the other day. So the fact that he goes out there again just must be self-serving. And there was a quote I was listening to on the Brian Kilmeade show earlier about how Michael Cohen was saying he's doing this because he hopes it'll bring the country together. I'm not really sure how that works. I'm not really sure how him going to jail, but going to jail by way of ABC television is going to help the country, you know, sever their differences and find common ground and come together. But I guess when you're facing 3 years in prison and when you're discredited, when you're losing tons of money, when you owe millions of dollars in fines, when you're the number one target of not just the government of the United States of America, but also the president of the United States of America, I guess that's what happens to you. I guess you start to hallucinate and you think, you know what? If I go on TV, I could fix the country. That's actually kind of funny. 855-765-1045 is the number. 855-765-1045 is the number. What do you think? Do you think that Cohen's lying? Do you think Trump is lying? Do you think they're both lying? Do you think they're both telling the truth? If you think that, then we definitely have to talk. 855-765-1045. More of your phone calls, more of your open mics coming up next on Mark Kay Show, on The Mark Kay Show, LOL, live on location. We're at the Beaches Car Wash, St. Nicholas location. Come see me. Stay tuned. We'll be right back. This is The Mark Kay Show. My name is Mark Kay. We're LOL. We are live on location. We're on Beach Boulevard. Well, not actually in the street because that would be dangerous. Also, it's wet outside. We are in the lobby of Beaches Car Wash. It's the St. Nicholas location, and we are collecting toys for Toys for Tots. We're doing that here until 2 o'clock. I'm doing it for like 7 more minutes, but they're doing it for like 2 hours and 7 more minutes. So by all means, come on over. We're going to stuff this bus. Seacoast Christian Academy has donated this bus. Well, they want it back, but they're letting us stuff it full of toys. So if you have a toy or if you're driving by a place that sells toys, by all means, jump on out of your car. Well, stop at first. Jump out of your car. Go get a toy. Jump back in your car. Turn it back on. Drive it to Beach's Car Wash. Come in. Say hello. Have a cup of coffee. And maybe we'll even hang out. We'll talk to you a little bit on the radio about Donald Trump and Michael Cohen.
Hey, Mark, why all of a sudden the interest in who the president used to hang out with?
I mean, that's not anything new. It happens with every president. It happened with Obama, too. Everyone wanted to know who Obama was hanging out with in college. You know, where did he go to church? Reverend what's-his-name, who used to, you know, say GD America, all that stuff. I mean, you know, if you're trying to discredit somebody, you always go back into their past history. Now, past history for all of us, I mean, Donald Trump hung out with, what, a sleazy lawyer and some porn stars? I mean, who didn't? Everyone in the entertainment industry has hung out with a sleazy lawyer and some porn stars. I did it. My cousin was the sleazy lawyer, and my other cousin was the porn star. But, you know, that's the family reunions. You can't escape them. And Donald Trump is no different than anyone else. When you're in the entertainment industry, when you're in New York real estate, you're going to hang out with some sketchy characters. But the fact of the matter is, you become president of the United States, you go into the White House, you come up with a plan of action, you come up with an agenda. The voters say, hey, you know what? We know everything. I mean, there's no hiding when you're Donald Trump. Everybody knows everything in his past. Everybody knows. You can just read the tabloids. You know everything about his marriages. You talk to his ex-wives. Now you can hear from his lawyers. You can hear from Omarosa. She's in Jacksonville. You can just go to her house. Don't go to her house because, you know, don't just, you know what, if you run into her at the store, you can just ask her about it. But, you know, there's people that are willing to talk on and on and on about Donald Trump and his history and his misdealings and his bankruptcies and everything else. But the fact of the matter is, none of that has any bearing on what he's doing as president. None of that has any bearing on how he wants to handle the problems facing the United States of America. He wants to build a border wall. Well, guess what? So do over 50% of Americans. He wants to be tougher on border security. Guess what? So do over 50% of Americans. He wants to cut taxes. Guess what? I would argue 60 to 70, hopefully 80. I don't even know why 100%. Why is that an issue that 100% of the people can't get behind? Who doesn't want more money to spend on stuff that they want to spend it on? Who doesn't want to spend more money on the big screen TVs or, you know, going to college and learning something or, you know, fixing up your house? Anything at all. It's your money for crying out loud. But whenever you look at taxes, there's still people that feel they don't need a tax cut. Which is fine. Give it to the rest of us. You know, and take the poll question when they're filling out their tax forms. Before you tell us any of your tax information, before we care about how many dependents you have, do us a favor. Do you think you deserve a bigger tax cut? Answer yes or no. And then we'll give you your return based on that. Anyway, listen, before we get out of here, a couple things. First of all, big thank you to Beach's Car Wash and, of course, Seacoast Christian Academy. These guys are great. It's like speaking of family reunions, mom and dad are here. The owners are here. We're all, there's Dunkin' Donuts. Apparently they're keto friendly, which I may or may not be true. There's coffee and there's hot chocolate because we're all in a holiday spirit over here. And we have a big bus that we're trying to fill with toys. We're close, but we need every single toy that we can get. Toys for Tots are getting all of these. This is real simple too. You don't have to wrap it. You don't have to, you just get a new unwrapped toy. They're going to be distributing these to all the less fortunate children, during the holidays. And like I said, we're going to be here till 2 o'clock collecting these toys. So if you're in the area, I know if you're downtown, if you're headed downtown, come on by. Senator Aaron Bean came by and that guy's super busy. I got a couple of chuckles. But if a senator can come by and drop off some toys, certainly you can take some time. It's Friday, for crying out loud. No one's really working anyway, and it's raining. I mean, that's a great excuse to leave the office early, drop off a toy, and then just go home and take a nap, because literally that's exactly what I plan. That's exactly what I plan on doing. Before we go, though, I've been instructed that we are on day number 6 of the 12 days of Players Christmas, which means we have one pair of Thursday stadium passes to the Players and two Pilsner glasses to give away. One pair of Thursday stadium passes, two Pilsner glasses, and we are going to give that away to caller number what, six. It's the sixth day, so we'll do caller number six. The number again is 855-765-1045. 855-765-1045. If you want to go to the Players Thursday and get two Pilsner glasses, do it now. Come on by and see us. Beaches Car Wash, LOL. This is the Mark Kay Show. Have a great weekend, everybody. We'll see you Monday.